From the Firebird Radio Studio, it's the Authors on Fire podcast with nationally syndicated radio host and producer, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network, home of the Firebird Book Awards, the Positive Change Podcast Awards Hall of Fame, and this podcast, Authors on Fire. I am Pat Rulo, and today I have a treat for you and for me. I have two young authors, Pearl Writer and Shell Writer. They were in fifth and eighth grade when the book was published in January of 2024, and they have burst on the literary scene with their debut novel titled Kingdoms in the Shadows, a tale of mystery, war, and betrayal. Their aim is to kindle the imaginations of readers by weaving tales for kids, by kids. And when they're not writing stories and poetry, you can find them playing the piano, watercolor painting, and solving puzzles, especially Sudokus. And we have so much to learn from these two creative authors, so let's bring them on. Welcome, Pearl and Shell.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. I was looking forward to this for a long, long time. I have a feeling we are all going to come away inspired and renewed by your fresh takes on writing and creating. So I am just going to dig right in. So Kingdoms in the Shadows. Did you plan to write a book or were you just playing with ideas? How did this come about?
So one random day, we were just kind of bored. So we decided to play a little game. It was a game where we did this thing where we filled in each other's sentences. So I would say a sentence. For example, I would say, there once was a kingdom that was filled with lots of castles. And then my sister would say another sentence. So she would build on it and she would say, the castles were all purple and gray, for example. And then when this game ended, we were left with this amazing story, which we decided to then tell our parents. Yeah, because in the beginning, obviously, it wasn't as refined as it would have been for a book. But then we saw that the story actually had some potential compared to some of our previous experiences playing this game. And once we told our parents, they actually really enjoyed it. And we didn't expect that because obviously we loved our story and we wanted to tell it. So we were surprised. And that kind of set us started for maybe thinking about writing a book.
I love that. I love that it was an organic occurrence that you didn't sit down and think, all right, let's come up with a plot. You two were just having a good time being friends with each other and this came about. Maybe give us a peek into the book so that our listeners have just a little idea of what it is. No spoilers or anything, but just give us a brief idea.
So Kingdoms in the Shadows is a fantasy novel. And the entire story is about these two kingdoms called Zul and Crow. And we're introduced to these kingdoms, which are all having these disputes regarding who is going to be the next leader. So Zul is one of those kingdoms, and there are four children who have very odd names. Their names are actually 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then they're a part of this royal lineage. So the entire story revolves around who is going to be the heir to the throne while there are other conflicts going on all throughout the kingdoms. And you'll see as you start piecing the story together that there's going to be a bridging of the gap between those two kingdoms, and the characters are going to be far more than what they seem.
I loved those character names when I saw that. It was Prince One, Prince Two. Well, that was original. So good. Yeah. So is there an underlying theme, anything that you want your readers to come away with? I mean, other than a fabulous story, is there some other themes that you've interwoven into this book?
I think that our entire goal with this was obviously for children to know that they're capable of doing anything, right? And this story is filled with twists and turns, but overall, the characters have traits that we think that children can learn from. They're persistent. They want to keep going on their journeys, especially there's a prince of one of the kingdoms, Prince Ark, and he really, really does push through to the end no matter how hard it is, especially considering that it was war times. There were major issues, but he really pushed through, and we want our readers to take that away as well. And while every situation might not be exactly what you would consider realistic, they're based on everything that we experience in our daily life.
Are there any parts of the story that everybody seems to love that really resonates with your readers?
That's a great question. I think our general group of readers, a lot of them really love the beginning of the story, the very first paragraph, the first few chapters,
Because they really do set the scene. I think I'll have Shell talk a little bit more about this.
Right. So I was the person that really wrote much of the beginning because I felt that it was like super duper important that the beginning was good and entertaining to the reader so they would want to continue on with the story. So the beginning was the most important part. And I feel like that's the part that the readers would like the most.
Yeah. And it just sets you up for introducing the kingdoms. It really paints a picture, I would say, of what's about to happen. And we kind of start introducing the characters as well so readers can resonate with them from the very start.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's so smart that your very first opening paragraph or pages really grabs them so that they're so mm-hmm. compelled to continue reading. Yeah, that was very smart on your part. So was there any hard part about writing this for you? And if there were, how did you get through it?
The hardest part, I would say, it was proofreading. That took us a really, really long time. And because proofreading isn't just obviously reading the text, we have to look from the author perspective, but also from the reader's perspective. Are there any loopholes? Where could we place our illustrations so that they really have an impact? And it was really difficult for us to get through the proofreading so many times to the point where sometimes it even became dry where we were just reading again and again. And I think the hardest part was because we co-authored this book was agreeing on something because we both had different ideas for the same chapter, the same paragraph, but incorporating both of those ideas were kind of hard.
I do know that people listening are going to be very fascinated by the writing process. Before I get into that, may I ask, how old are the two of you now?
I am currently 14. This is Pearl. Mm-hmm. And Shell, I'm currently 12. So okay. It's been a year since we wrote
that book. All right. I mean, that is young for this type of writing and even for this type of conversation. I have to say that the two of you are very well spoken here. And so you just alluded to the fact that sometimes it was difficult when the two of you had differences of opinion, and that just makes sense. So before we get into that, maybe explain your actual writing process. How did you decide who writes what? Yeah, let's start with that.
So first, before we began writing anything, we made an outline of the entire story and the plot so that we wouldn't really forget everything we wanted to include. And this helped us really like eliminate obvious loopholes or like plot reveals and things like that. This also actually served for us as kind of a starting point of where we would begin and end our chapters, because our book has 11 chapters. And obviously for us, 11 is actually a really important number in the book, just a little spoiler. The number are actually really in a major role. But for us, we had to have a vision of what we were going to write before we started writing it, because had we just started putting it onto paper and developing the chapters without first having a clear idea of where the story was going, it would have been really hard for us to keep up. And in terms of choosing who writes what, it was based on our visions. So my sister had a way better vision for the beginning of the story and setting up the scene, as we were talking about earlier. But I personally was way more interested in and had a clearer thought for what we would do towards the climax. And it was mostly based on that. And then because of that, we also got a switch perspective. I got to read the beginning and my sister got to read the end. And of course, in the middle, that was the intersection. So that one we really worked on together. But it was really just based on who could see it better in the whole. And afterwards, of course, we started our illustration process.
Oh, my. The two of you, did you have any background in writing? You're very well-versed in plot twist and climax. I mean, you understand the process. Where did that come from?
So my sister and I, we both write a lot of poetry and are really interested in writing and literature and reading in general. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for poetry, I mean, poetry is just such an amazing form of storytelling. And I think that having written a lot of poetry, having it published, getting other views from people and telling a story, I think poetry can sometimes be really, really complex. And I feel that we applied those skills that we learned into our book. So I think it was really a great setup point for us to write our book.
Wow. Let's get back to differences. So when you had differences of opinion while creating the story, how did you resolve that?
So when we resolved it was basically by asking other people that knew the story. We asked, oh, which way do you think this book should go? Which way would make it more entertaining? And that helped us make the book the best it could be. Especially because we were asking people who are familiar. We saw it also from the reader's perspective. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I think we were really open to, and I'm really glad that we did this, was we were okay with completely deleting a section and just putting in something fresh. Because obviously on a document, you can recover the versions that you previously wrote. And that was really great for us because we were getting to explore
just different ways of how the story could go, because the great thing about a story is it doesn't have to be confined to this or that. And I'm so glad we made some of those changes, because in the end, that just worked out so well in terms of the overall plot.
What you just said there is brilliant, because there are so many writers and authors whom I speak to, and I even know myself sometimes, that you kind of feel married to a certain thing that you wrote. It's like, oh, I can't get rid of that. But how bold and refreshing, and you obviously took it to a level where it really made a positive change in the book, where you just say, you know what, get rid of that, we're going to scrap that and start over with something fresh. So that's something people have a hard time with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But also, just thinking of us as kids, at school, we're constantly writing new essays and papers, and we're also just reflecting a lot. And at school, there's a constant refining process, and just in life, too, because we're young and we're learning, there's always this new process. So I think that for us, that was a really good advantage, because we did not have to be stuck because of all the experiences we've had.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That is another brilliant statement. You guys are awesome. I love you. Wow. So, writing the book together, did it bring you closer together?
Yeah, as sisters, I mean, obviously we had our disagreements here and there, but the book was just, it was a way for us to tap into each other creatively. I mean, we talk to each other all day, we see each other all day, but it was looking from a different lens. And actually in our book, one thing that was inspired by our real life relationship were the princesses 3 and 4. They're key characters in one of the kingdoms, and their bond and sometimes how they clash, but in the end they resolve. That's really inspired on us. So. And we really just got to know each other better. It wasn't just, oh, we're sisters, but we're co-authors. We know each other better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I get that. So were there some good parts and bad parts of writing together?
The absolute best part, I would say, was getting 2 views. Mm-hmm. Writing a book was definitely, it was not easy. And I'm so glad I had my sister along on this journey, because not only did we get 2 views on the same story, we got to fine-tune the plot. We got to expand the characters. And obviously, I feel like this came into most fruition at the very end of the book when we were pushing towards publication. That was the time when we were really just rereading and fine-tuning every little detail. And having my sister along on the journey really made my life so much easier. And while that was the best part, I feel that it was the hardest part as well. Like, as mentioned before, it was hard deciding on what the story was actually going to be and how it was going to go. But also, it was hard to decide what the plot twist would be, where they were going to be, how the reader would feel about it, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you suggest that other siblings do joint ventures such as this?
Absolutely. Every sibling out there, I recommend doing something together, because writing this book was just such an amazing bonding experience. I mean, because we're so busy all the time, sometimes we really don't just get to sit with our siblings or our loved ones and just, you know, talk to them about something fun that you're both interested in. So this really helped us know each other, maybe just a little bit more than we did before. I completely agree. But also, I feel like every sibling that decides to do something like this will have an amazing experience, because it really helps you get to know each other better and tap into each other's creativity as a whole.
For sure, for sure. And I'm sure it was a family thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our parents were extremely supportive and encouraging throughout this entire process. I mean, they were honestly the ones that said, you know what, I think this has the potential to become a book. And without them saying those words and helping us, and I know our parents proofread our book so many times, I'm sure they must be sick of it by now, but it's just so amazing that they were there with us the entire time, every little baby step from getting the publishing to getting illustrations done. I'm just so grateful they helped.
Yeah, everyone that was involved was so supporting, like my sister said, and it was amazing how with their support we were able to craft such an amazing book.
Oh, I love that. How about your teachers and friends? How have they reacted to the fact that you published a book?
Oh my gosh. When I first told them, they were so surprised. But of course, they were happy for us. They were just thinking, wait, did you write it with your parents? I mean, did your parents write this? And they're like telling us. And it was just so fun to see their reactions. And especially because we wrote this book, I mean, last year when we were 11 and 13, they were just so happy for us and excited for us. And some of our closest friends and teachers and stuff, they read our book and actually gave us feedback so we know what we should build on. And like my sister said, they were so excited, so surprised, and so happy for us.
Yeah, even our classmates, I know, they were all asking, oh, can we buy the book? It was really fun to just talk to them about that experience.
Oh, So it's not just the book, you know, and what the book is about. It's about the two of you as well. So you've got multiple stories going on here. So I'm sure that everybody is so interested to know not only what the book is about, but your process as well. So individually, what are your individual plans for the future? And then I'm going to ask what your collective plans are as a writing duo. So mm-hmm. So each of you, maybe just let me know what you plan, what your plans for the future look like.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm Pearl, and I personally really am interested in a prequel, because that actually, we've started ruminating on ideas for the prequel already. I'm going to keep that if we publish it. But I think that that's something I'm personally really interested in, to expand the universe. And something that I think would be off on another tangent is going into another genre. I really love young adult novels, and I think that would be something super cool to explore. Mm-hmm.
And I, Shell, am also extremely interested in doing a prequel, but also maybe going into more depth and detail on different characters' lives, personalities, and perspectives. Because this story is centered around a few of the characters, but expanding on this whole world of people and all these characters, I feel that would be really interesting for the reader.
And collectively, I'm just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I think that we are looking forward to hopefully having a trilogy of Kingdoms in the Shadows. And that's just for whatever reason. It's been set on our minds since we got this book done, that I think that this would be set for a trilogy. But you never know when our plans are going to change. Yeah, so maybe we might introduce another world, another story, and make this world even more interesting than it is. So we'll just have to see what the future has in store.
Just speaking with the two of you has made my world more interesting. How's that? Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
let's talk about, you've mentioned the illustrations a few times. Let's talk about the illustrations and the cover art. The cover is spectacular. So where did that come from?
Of course. Thank you so much for the compliment. So our cover art, first we have to think of our title. So actually the cover came off after we wrote our manuscript. What we saw was that we wanted to have something that really captured the essence of our story. So if you look at the cover, you'll see that there is a crown. There's a dark crown with a kingdom in the background. And I think that really matched the title of Kingdoms in the Shadows. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how I'm still thinking about. And I think I'm going to let Shell talk more about the illustrations, because she was really involved in them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the illustrations, I kind of came up with the idea of where the illustrations should go, what they should be about. And the illustrations were really based off of the most important parts of the story, I feel like, and the twists and turns and the darkest parts, because I feel the reader would really be more interested in the story if they were able to actually visualize the characters and different parts of the story that had the most information.
As Shell was saying, what we did was we made this entire spreadsheet of extremely, really specific descriptions for characters. How tall they are, how their hair looks, their personality, their stature overall. And with that extremely specific spreadsheet, we were able to inspire our illustrators in order to get the characters going and get the scenes going as well.
Got it. Wow. So you had your hand in everything here.
Absolutely.
For sure. As you should. Now, on your website, you also have a quiz. Explain that. Yeah. Share a little bit about that, because that was cool.
I made that quiz. I really, really enjoyed making it. So the quiz, I just thought of an idea. I think the most important thing about any book is the characters, because the characters are the ones that you're literally living with inside that book. And so in our website, we have a tab called Characters and Quiz. And so we introduce you to the characters. And the quiz is just a way for me to get readers more engaged and involved. I really love taking quizzes about which personality I am. Personally, I got Queen Inara for my quiz. I'm just letting you know. And it was just a great way for readers to really get involved and just have a little fun break.
I love that. When I saw that, I thought, this is really cool. You guys are so awesome. You're really, really putting your whole hearts and souls into all of this, and you could really feel it. And what's so exciting and exhilarating is that there's just so much more to come. You know, there's so much more for you to do. Oh, my gosh. All right. So just thinking about other kids that want to write books, what advice would you give to other children, young adults who want to write their own fantasy stories or any stories? Where should they start?
I would just say write about what you love. Write because you want to. Don't write because you're forced to. Because the thing is, had we written this because we weren't really involved, we really just wanted to, the story wouldn't have been as beautiful and as satisfying as it was towards the end. So it doesn't matter if it's fantasy or not, whichever genre you want, whichever form you want, just write, because
it'll definitely be worth it. And the piece of advice I would give is just to start. Don't worry if it's a chapter, a paragraph, or even a sentence. Just starting and going with it, as long as you love it, it's going to turn out to be amazing.
I agree with that. Well, as we begin to wrap up here, I want to make sure that we're not missing anything that either one of you wanted to bring up or highlight. Anything?
I would definitely just want to highlight that the entire appeal of this book, as you said in our amazing introduction, was that it's for kids by kids. Our goal with this book was for kids to not only obviously have a really fun story to explore, but also to know that they're capable of doing anything, because if we can do it, you can absolutely do it.
Absolutely. It gives everyone some hope and inspiration. We are talking with Pearl and Shell Ryder, and the name of their book is Kingdoms in the Shadows, A Tale of Mystery, War, and Betrayal. Why don't you then share where folks can find out more about you or get copies of the book?
Absolutely. Definitely be sure to visit our website. It's the-writers, RITERS.com. And our website has a plethora of information about our book and our process, which you'll definitely enjoy. And you can buy now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Walmart.
All right. The website is The Writers, the, and then there's a dash. On Writers is spelled R-I-T-E-R-S, not writers as in writers, but R-I-T-E-R-S.com, thewriters.com. You two are just amazing. I could talk to you all day. You've inspired me, and I knew this was going to happen. Let's keep a close eye on you with any new books that are coming up. Please be sure to share with us. I'm excited as well because your book is going to be entered into the International Firebird Book Awards, and I'm not a judge, so I have no say-so in this, but the announcement is about April 25th, so my fingers are crossed. I will keep you posted, and yeah, I've got good vibes for that. So thank you both so much for sharing you and your book today.
Thank you so much for having us, and we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.